Guys, welcome to the Bod Pod. Brand new episode here coming at you today. But first, let's talk about our very first sponsor of the Bomb Cotton, and that is Adoli Eyewear. Now, what Adoli, what do these Adoli lenses do? Well, more importantly, they block that impenetrable blue light to your face. You don't need that blue light in your face. You know what happens when it gets in your face? You can't sleep, you get headaches, you feel bad. And because you're staring at screens all day, your iPhone, your TV, your iPad, all you do is look at screens. So what do these do? It filters out those destructive blue lights, you know, causing digital eye strain, dry eyes, and headaches. And it removes it. It makes it simple. Now, I was a non-believer at first. I got these frames. I started playing some Overwatch. I started working on my computer while I do wear contacts over it. And looks amazing. Feels amazing. I can't complain about it. And I thought that it would be the best thing to share to my audience who's always on a computer, always on a screen, or working somewhere. They fit comfortable. They're black frames, just like I like it. Black on black is a way of life. You guys know that. Includes an eyeglass case, lens cleaning case, also the blue light testing card and blue light torch, which proves to you can see exactly what's going on with the eyewear, and this is not a gimmick. They're on Amazon.com, Adoli Eyewear. Again, thank you, Adoli Eyewear, for sponsoring the Bomb Pod. Trust me, it is amazing to have a sponsor and to have a very, very first one. That again, guys, is Adoli Eyewear. Check them out. Amazon.com, baby. Let's go. What's going on, players? Joda here. Brand new podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you guys coming here, listening to some podcast audio, trying to make yourselves better, trying to make myself better. Right? I appreciate it. So much. Before we get started, a shameless plug, check out the Demigod Collective vlog. You already know what it is. Demigod Collective, we put a couple new videos up. The last one, we talk about our favorite albums. Please check that out. Demigod Collective on YouTube.com. That is Demigod Collective. All right. So speaking of that, I saw Toy Story 4 last night. And it was cool. Good movie. Saw the movie. One of the things that I think is interesting about that movie is a fork. Like, not because it's funny, the fork is hilarious, but there is, you know how these Toy Story movies or like these Disney movies, they give you like the adult version of the issue and they give you the kid version of the issue. So there's an interesting thing I thought about the fork. He kept saying he's trash, which if you know me, I love that saying. I like calling things trash, right? So he's like, I'm trash. So it could be taken many ways. Maybe you think down on yourself. Maybe you don't have high self-esteem. Or the way we're going to take it for this podcast is that people just tell you who they are up front. So let's roll with that for this exercise. There's a reason for it. If you haven't seen the movie, spoiler alert, but at the same time, it's a fucking Disney movie. But so long story short, fork guy, him and Woody, they be chilling all movie long. Eventually, the fork guy gets lost somewhere. Fork guy hangs out with the villain toy. And then the villain toy asks questions to the fork. And fork, early in the movie, with Woody, he's telling him all of his like past life experience. And this fucking fork is telling that to the villain. And I'm just like, look at this motherfucking fork switch sides, man. Damn it, Forky. You switching sides on Woody, you crossing him, you giving the enemy integral information because a friend, the enemy is a friend. So, odd thing to take it, but the reason I use that example is a lot of times we struggle with people and we want to mold them into something better, right? We might see somebody in a better light than they see themselves. And you got two options when it comes to this, right? Option number one is letting them have it. Just letting them be trash and just moving on, right? Because trash is going to be fucking trash. Like, it's a statement that to me that's very, very clear. You meet a lot of people when they're down and they describe themselves as like victims, right? But you meet like, let's say an entrepreneur and they describe themselves as a life winner, right? They describe themselves as somebody who's pushing forward and doing all these things. But the only difference is what's between your ears, right? It's that audio perception of yourself and what you think. So if you really, really dive on that, if you call yourself trash, you sincerely believe so. And belief is a state of being. So if you don't want to flip that, if you just want to be like, I'm trash because I'm trash, then you can't change people that way. No, you can help to influence. If they want to catch the rub off positivity and better, they can, but they don't want to. And it's a problem I've struggled with a lot, where the idea of improvement is great. A lot of people love the idea of improvement, but not a lot of people like the idea of hard work. And that's the fucking problem. And that's why it relates to back to trash is trash. You meet people in your life, you're trash. Don't bother changing them. Let them be trash. Let them. Because eventually they'll figure it out for themselves. And it's a lesson hard to learn. I've been on this positive kick. And sometimes when I know people are listening to me, I get this like crazy eye. But like I walk it like a talking motherfucker. I am full of anxiety. I want to succeed. I can't sleep because my dreams keep me up. Like, this is why I do this podcast. This is why I want you to listen to the demigod stuff on YouTube. Shameless plug again. Get me the fuck out of this life. I got to input that energy to get it back. So if you're going to just consider yourself trash, right? And I've considered myself trash before. Like, there's been times where, right? It depends on what you're comparing. It depends on how you're feeling on that comparison, right? There's just times in my life where I'm like, I'm overweight, I'm ugly, I don't have anything going for myself, I'm broke, I live with my mom. It's like, we've all guys have had that before. You're just like, I'm a fucking loser, I'm trash. But you're the only one that can get yourself out of it. You're the only one that could push through it if you care to. And as this transformation occurs, you stop believing that you're trash and you realize that only you set that limit on yourself and only you have been doing that. And I guess that's what the moral of the movie would be. You know it's a Disney movie, so it's going to end in a happy ending, no surprise. But it really got to me that there's just some people that aren't going to get it. And it's time for everybody to be okay with that. Because if trash thinks they're trash, let them be trash. But when trash doesn't want to be trash anymore, maybe listen. I, this morning, met with my mentor. And reinvigorated me. Usually if I do a podcast in the morning, hands more likely than not, I met with my mentor prior, and that reinvigorated my spirit. You know, I wake up lethargic and lazy just like all of you. I'm not any fucking different. I mean, but I make sure that while I'm conscious that first hour, I try to make sure I'm fucking fulfilled. I fill my mind, my body, my soul with something, because if not, you start the downward slope for the rest of the day, and that shit sucks. Don't do it to yourself, right? So you can do something about it. So, to conclude, if you're trash, it's okay. If you want to be trash, that's okay too. But if you're not trash and you're dealing with somebody who's in that zone, you got one or two options, buckaroo. Number one, you let them know that you care about them, that you love them, and that you'll be there for them where they're ready. And number two, if this kind of thing is expending too much energy on your end that's bad, let it go, because trash is trash. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of this Bomb Pod. Appreciate every single listen that I get. Please rate it on iTunes if you can. Shout out to Anchor, the sponsor, and Adoli, the first sponsor for me. Make sure you go to Amazon, visit their page, get some of those glasses. They're really, really good. I'm wearing them now, player. Thank you so much, Jodah.